This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots of time to answer your questions, so you can call us. Our number is, let's see, I misplaced our number. Our number is 877. See, I don't know from week to week what our number is. 726-8255. 877-726-8255 is the number to call for questions related to Intelligent Medicine. That's the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, and we're here to answer your questions. 877-726-TALK. And among the things that we're going to talk about how nuts can make you smarter, how a new study suggests that high fructose corn syrup increases your risk of intestinal tumors. Yeah, that's been demonstrated. Also, the risk that you may experience when you use some of those medical apps, put those apps on a phone to remind you to take your medications or to inform you of medicine interactions. Well, your data may simply be sold to parties unknown. We'll explore those stories momentarily. Meanwhile, 877-726-8255, start calling. And the news this week, big news, is in the wake of a judgment against Bayer due to its marketing of Roundup, otherwise known as glyphosate, Bayer's shares tanked after that legal setback. Shares of Bayer tumbled 9.6% Wednesday. That's the biggest single-day percentage decline in 7 months. After the chemicals and pharmaceuticals giant faced another legal setback in its fight against accusations that its Roundup weed killer causes cancer. They had really banked on this particular trial because they already lost a large judgment earlier this year, and they were hoping that the second trial would enable them to strut their scientific stuff about the supposed safety of Roundup. But a San Francisco jury found that exposure to Roundup was, quote, a substantial factor in triggering a man's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so, you know, it's interesting because originally the company that made Roundup was Monsanto. But Monsanto got bought out by Bayer. And, of course, you know that Bayer is the maker of aspirin, but a whole lot more. They're one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies based in Europe. And they acquired Bayer, but they also acquired some big headaches. There's not enough Bayer aspirin in the world to assuage the headache that they may be experiencing, because this judgment may trigger an avalanche of subsequent lawsuits from people who used Roundup and then ended up coming down with weird cancers. So this is a mild statement. One of Bayer's shareholders and an expert on the German stock market says, the court judgment is another sign that Bayer has probably not reviewed a decisive part of the acquisition thoroughly enough. I think, you know, they spent upwards of $696 million. They're setting it aside for defense costs over the next 3 years. They bought Bayer for literally billions of dollars. It's a multi-billion-dollar acquisition. And now they're going to have to lay out nearly $1 billion for defense costs. And a large part's going to go towards these Roundup cases. So the problem is that six more trials are scheduled to start this year. And it could be kind of a class action thing. And, you know, you bet when you watch TV, you're going to see advertisements from law firms saying, have you or a loved one used Roundup and suffered an unusual cancer outcome? Call 1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARDS and we'll take your case on. We're going to see the real deluge of cases against Bayer. And in another related story, some of the big retailers are taking Roundup off the shelves. Can you imagine this? Costco is going to be the first major retailer to cut Roundup from its retail stores. This is partly in response to 150,000 signatures on a petition by a group called Moms Across America. It's a grassroots community of concerned citizens. And they began a campaign to eliminate the sale of the weed killer Roundup from three major retailers. They're targeting Home Depot, Lowe's, and Costco. Costco was the first to fold. It's a big win for the organization and for the public as a whole because, well, this stuff is not only contributing to cancer, but it's detectable in blood. It's detectable in saliva. It's detectable in breast milk. It's ubiquitous in our environments. This is also one of the reasons why we urge people to buy non-GMO products because it's the rationale for the use of Roundup is that GMO plants and GMO crops are Roundup resistant. So when a company like Bayer buys Monsanto, they also buy not just the rights to Roundup, but the rights to the Roundup resistant seeds, which result in the crops that are sprayed liberally with the glyphosate. And that gets into you. And maybe, just maybe you don't come down with cancer, but there are all kinds of metabolic problems that can occur associated with glyphosate. Of course, the big pharmaceutical companies like Bayer say that this is all junk science and it's over the top. But their experts were roundly defeated in a San Francisco courtroom this week. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item, if you're physically active and you're a little older, here's a good role model for you to follow. Andy Steinfeld of Minnetonka, which is a place near Minneapolis. Got to be from the Midwest to know where Minnetonka is. Age 71 just broke the world planking record. And I read this story. I said, gee, it's pretty amazing that a guy 71 is going to break the overall world record for planking. Now, what planking is, for those of you who don't do this, is basically you get on the ground in a modified push-up position and you hold it, not with your arms outstretched, but with your elbows bent and your fingers in front of you, sometimes clasped together or in a prayer position, and you just stay there and you try it. Try it for 30 seconds. Try it for even a minute. And pretty likely, you'll find that your body gets tremulous and it's hard to keep the position. I do it in ab class on a regular basis, and it's tough to do. So this guy, he spent 36 minutes and 58 seconds in a plank position. Actually, that was his previous record. He did it for 38 minutes, shattering the previous record of 36 minutes, 58 seconds. But guess what? That isn't the overall record because this guy's 71. So they gave him allowance. They put him into an age group, presumably the 70 to 75 age group. And I looked up the actual record, the overall record, the best and longest planking performance. And it was by a guy named George Hood, who kept a planking position for 5 hours and 15 minutes in 2016. A 57-year-old ex-Marine, same guy who in 1986 skipped rope for 13 hours continuously. So there's some, put that in your inspiration folder for something to strive for. Amazing performance at an advanced age.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Do achy, stiff joints slow you down? Would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? Would you like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you answered yes, then good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping you to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now. 1-800-983-1154.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, saying about three blind mice. Well, we're going to talk about mice having their vision restored. 877-726-8255 is our number. We welcome your calls. 877-726-TALK. Questions related to intelligent medicine. You know, but it was about 2,000 years ago, and we're about to celebrate Easter. So it's we're kind of getting into the religious season, Eastern Passover, a lot of biblical movies on TV. And it was about 2,000 years ago that Jesus was the first to restore vision to a blind person. Well, now that possibility looms for people suffering from certain forms of blindness. And, you know, I'm reluctant sometimes to share these stories because we've cured all kinds of diseases in mice, you know, Parkinson's disease and spinal injuries, and then it just doesn't translate well to humans. But as I read this story, there's actually hope for people who suffer from some pretty common types of blindness. And currently, one of the ways that we address blindness is by inserting an electronic eye implant that's hooked to a video camera. It sits on a pair of glasses. It's kind of an awkward, primitive, invasive, expensive setup that only affords a very, very primitive image. It's, I guess it's a little bit like what the first TVs may have been like in the 1930s with very few pixels. Now you've got HDTV and you've got well, you know, all kinds of options where the more pixels there are, the more realistic the vision. Well, these cameras only offer a few hundred pixels. So normal sharp vision involves billions of pixels. But there's another way to do this, and that's by regenerating the cells that govern vision within the eye. And how they do that is through a type of technology that's actually been around for a while. It involves inserting genes that are carried by certain viruses. Now, you may say, well, I don't want to get a virus with this treatment. That's dangerous. But actually, they tame these viruses to go to the back of the eye, to what are called the ganglia, which are nerve networks that transmit light impulses into electrical impulses that go to the brain. And it really seems to work. It's working in mice to the extent that they were able to deliver a type of light-sensitive cell to most of the ganglion cells in the retina. And what's interesting is these mice who are blind are able to negotiate mazes now. Remarkably, the mice were able to distinguish parallel from horizontal lines, lines closely spaced versus widely spaced in lines, moving lines versus stationary lines. And the restored vision was so sensitive that iPads could be used for the visual displays instead of much brighter LEDs. Their vision's not going to be perfect, but they can navigate. Mice that had been blind regained their ability to perform recognizing and exploring three-dimensional objects. So this is a very, very promising technology. And they say that they could have done this 20 years ago because they had the technology to do it. And it's just that they didn't put two and two together and realize that they had the potential to put these, to reinvigorate the cells that are failing in the eye. So very cool new technology that they, so when it comes to human potential, they say, how long will this take before we expose humans to this? Well, a mere 3 years before human trials will begin. That doesn't necessarily mean that the technology will be available for general use for probably 5, maybe up to 8, 10 years after extensive testing. Okay, do stiff, achy joints slow you down? If you'd like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage, you may want to try Ultimate HA Joint Formula from Purity Products. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of Ultimate HA Joint Formula for just $9. It's a special offer for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, so you can try it. HA7 features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. It works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, it also hydrates your skin, so you get an added dividend. People say they look better, too. Just a few capsules a day of Ultimate HA Joint Formula, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 800-983-1154 for the special offer. Get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial offer. HA7 with free shipping. That's 1-800-983-1154. Call now, 800-983-1154 for Ultimate HA Joint Formula. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. So call us this hour or next. We'll be right back.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And David in Wisconsin's availing himself of that opportunity. Hi, David.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. They've prescribed laparoscopic surgery for a tumor in the bowel. And I'm just wondering how successful and it just seems like awful restricted. Two holes in the stomach.
And right.
With carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide to blow the stomach up. And I'm just wondering how successful they are for reconnection.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, that's an interesting question because laparoscopic surgery is the latest fad or vogue in surgery. And in the old days, they used to just give you an abdominal incision that looked like a railroad track. It was like a vertical or a horizontal incision, and they'd go in there, they'd pull the flaps back and reach in there literally with their gloved hands and a scalpel and do whatever they had to do, cut something out or sew something together. And now laparoscopic surgery is really taking off. And the advantages are that, like you say, they're minimal incisions. There's two little holes that they cut in you to put in the laparoscope. Part of it is to visualize, because they can see through this fiber optic scope what they're doing on a TV screen. And also to insert instruments. And the way they operate, they never really have their hands inside you. They actually, it's kind of almost like utilizing a game board, you know, for, you know, the way the kids are using various games to, you know, using hand controllers to operate the you know, the various things inside you. They can tie off knots, they can cut things and reattach things, and they can see what they're doing. And this requires a great deal of dexterity. You know, part of the problem with laparoscopic surgery is that you want someone who's done a lot of them, because you don't want someone who just had early training, you know, maybe attended a couple of weekend seminars and then is starting to do laparoscopic surgery. So you want to look at the record of your surgeon. It's actually been shown that outcomes are better when someone has a lot of experience with laparoscopic surgery. They insufflate you or blow you up with CO2. That could cause some discomfort. Some of the patients that I've seen who've had laparoscopic surgery complain of distension and gas that lasts for weeks after the surgery. But the recovery time is a lot less than if you have, you know, the old-fashioned slice and dice surgery that they used to do for most things. There have been some studies that compare laparoscopic surgery outcomes to conventional surgery that suggest that laparoscopic surgery outcomes aren't as good. And one study in particular looked at ovarian cancer surgery, I believe. And in ovarian cancer surgery, the long-term outcomes were slightly worse with laparoscopic surgery compared to conventional surgery. But what they discovered is that if you were of normal weight, it didn't make a difference. But if you were very overweight, possibly that made it more difficult to see inside. Maybe that's the reason why the outcomes were slightly worse. And so some doctors are saying, hey, you know, for this case, this is a very overweight patient or it's very complicated surgery, I'm just going to use a conventional approach. But, you know, if the doctors agree that this is the best way to get your tumor out, then I would go with it, you know, because it's pretty, it's been around for a long time. But most doctors have decent track records and experience with it. So it should work for you. Okay, David?
You're suggesting abdominal surgery?
No, I'm not suggesting that you refuse laparoscopic surgery. I suggest that you go for it, maybe get a second opinion, see if, you know, at least a couple of doctors agree that this is the right approach for you. You know, I'm just explaining that there are some controversies about this, but still, the recovery time is a lot shorter when you have laparoscopic surgery. That's the main reason to do it that way. Okay?
Well, I was just concerned about cutting the ball and having two open ends and then trying to retrieve it out the opening, that it's not going to contaminate my abdominal area.
No, it should be fine, because what they're doing is they're actually sewing it up. They're sewing it up inside, as opposed to, with the laparoscopic surgery. I don't think it's what you're saying. I mean, to a layperson, that may seem like a risk, but I think that has been envisioned by the people who do laparoscopic surgery, and really there should be less of a problem associated with that particular type of complication. All right. Good luck with the surgery. And speaking of intestinal tumors, you know, how do people get intestinal tumors anyway? And there's a disturbing trend, because what they're finding is that younger and younger people are coming down with colon cancer. Used to be unheard of to hear of, an 18-year-old or a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old getting colon cancer, except if maybe there's a very strong family history. But why is there a dramatic increase in colon cancer among young people? And here's a clue. There's been a dramatic increase in the amount of soda consumed, especially by young people. And a recent study published in the journal Science, which is really a top scientific journal, showed that consuming a daily modest amount of high fructose corn syrup, that's the equivalent of a person drinking about 12 ounces of a sugar-sweetened beverage daily, accelerates the growth of intestinal tumors in mouse models of colon cancer. All right, now you can say, all right, here's yet another study. Okay, they cure a bunch of things in mice. They prove that certain things are bad for mice. Mice aren't people, but how do they do this experiment? Well, it's actually pretty rigorous research, because we do know that if you get fat, by any means, you're more likely to have colon cancer. There's definitely an association between obesity and colon cancer, okay? But in this study, they gave, instead of just putting a water bottle in the mouse's cages where they could drink all day long and get fat and sassy on high fructose corn syrup, they just administered high fructose corn syrup once a day to the mice with a syringe, the equivalent of a can of soda for a human, just one can, 12 ounces of a sugar-sweetened beverage. And what happened was, even when the mice didn't gain any weight, they still had a higher rate of colon cancer. And the suggestion is that, really, there's something to it, that sugar feeds cancer in general, but in particular, intestinal cancers. And they also looked at a bunch of metabolic markers that suggested a direct effect of fructose and glucose. By the way, high fructose corn syrup is about a 50-50 mix of fructose and glucose. It's basically high-calorie rocket fuel for cancer cells. And this is yet another nail in the coffin of sugary sodas. The soda industry is really going to be back on its heels, because more and more studies are coming out linking cardiovascular disease. Okay, that's only about 60% of how people die in this country. Add cancer, that's another 30% of how people die in this country. And you've got basically an industry that is in many ways analogous to the tobacco industry. It's an industry that promotes obesity, but beyond the cosmetic effects of obesity, it's promoting some of the major pathways to diseases that cause death in America. And you better believe that over the next few years, there's going to be tobacco-style litigation against the beverage industry, and they are petrified And they're using diversification strategies to sell juice and to sell artificial sweetened beverages and smaller cans, and doing public relations campaigns to show how health conscious they are, sponsoring exercise and sports. But they are clearly in the crosshairs of consumer groups and lawyers who want to limit our intake of this highly damaging substance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. And Al, do you have a question queued up from, I won't mention her name, from No Name? She requested that her name be withheld. Let's hear that question.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I'd prefer not to say my name, but I have been looking into the Diva vaginal laser treatment, and I've been having a lot of mixed reviews and feelings about it. Is there any way that you could update me or give me your thoughts about this procedure? I am a woman almost 60 years old, and I am having some issues. So I wonder if you could help out and give me your opinion. Thank you.
Okay, so this is interesting. It's a question about laser vaginal treatment. And, you know, kind of brings to mind the old James Bond movie, you know, where Goldfinger had James Bond tied down to a table, and there was this death ray, this laser, that was burning the metal on the table that he was strapped down to, and it was pointed directly at that most important part of James Bond's anatomy. And James Bond famously says, "Do you want me to talk?" And Goldfinger says, "No, Mr. Bond, I want you to die." And so we think of lasers to that nether part of your body. It's got some pretty troubling connotations. But actually, they have adapted lasers to painlessly rejuvenate vaginal tissue. And I'm not exactly sure how this works. It's a wavelength that is non-damaging but stimulates tissue regeneration. And it's for women who experience vaginal atrophy with dryness, discomfort on intercourse, frequent urination. And there are currently treatments for this. There's, you know, estrogen is the most popular treatment for women who don't want to use estrogen. Various preparations that we have made up special by compounding pharmacies consist of hyaluronic acid. The very self-same hyaluronic acid that's in HA7 can be applied topically, vaginally, and it really has a nice rejuvenative, restorative effect. But for women who, for whom these measures fail, I guess there's the option of this treatment, and it's got a name. It's called the Mona Lisa Touch. You can go to the website, MonaLisaTouch.com. Many gynecologists are adopting this treatment as a way to treat atrophic vaginitis. And I wish I could tell you from experience that our patients are reporting benefits from this. Relatively new. And, you know, clearly it's, you know, FDA approved. It's not an illicit treatment. It's becoming increasingly popular. And I just can't tell you, whether it's safe. It's probably safe because it's been approved. But B, whether it's effective or worth it. And another type of therapy that's being used is PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is injected into the vaginal area that also tends to have a regenerative effect. I mean, we use PRP sometimes to deal with shoulder and knee problems. It has a healing and regenerative effect. PRP could also be injected, you know, with a little local anesthesia to those areas to help the tissue repair. So, yeah, there are a variety of ways to go, and I wish I could, you know, ask me in a year or two, because some of our patients may be reporting benefits, or I'll study it a little more. I'll be able to weigh in on the safety, advisability, and effectiveness of that. Okay. Thanks for your call. No name. We won't mention your name because of confidentiality. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And this item about yet another thing that can cause cancer. Yeah, I mean, a lot of stories about this, that, and the other thing can cause cancer, but this one's plausible. Reused cooking oil and breast cancer. And if you go out, it's very likely that if you're going to have something fried, they're not going to just pour a bunch of oil into a vat and fry up some French fries or maybe some KFC or any other fried delicacy. And throw out all the oil. They're going to recycle the oil at high temperatures. And it turns out that the compounds in frying oils that are repeatedly reheated to high temperatures may trigger cell proliferation and metastases in breast tumors. This, again, is based on a study in mice, but it makes sense because high temperatures, can thermally abuse cooking oil. This is a new form of abuse. It's thermal abuse, and it may trigger genetic changes that promote the progression of late-stage breast cancer. Cooking oil that has been repeatedly reheated to high temperatures may act as a trigger that promotes tumor cell proliferation, metastases, and changes in lipid metabolism. So these mice were fed either a low-fat diet, and then they were fed unheated fresh soybean oil, which already there's some problems associated with polyunsaturated oils. Polyunsaturated oils are also more susceptible to thermal abuse because their chemical bonds are more vulnerable to damage. When you have saturated bonds, when you're using, say, lard, coconut oil, butter, less likely that you're going to have thermal damage. The other group of mice consumed thermally abused oil for the next 16 weeks, and they chose soybean oil because it's common use by the food service industry in deep frying. And what they found was there was a more aggressive progression of cancer in the mice who consumed the thermally abused soy oil. They had tumors throughout their bodies. They had breast cancer metastases in their lungs. And the concern is that thermally abused oil contains acrolein. And studies have linked the lipid peroxides in it with a variety of health problems, including atherosclerosis as well, and heart disease. As the oil degrades, polymer molecules also accumulate. And this is a concern. Countries in Europe
regulate the amount of polar materials in frying oil. And typically, these standards permit restaurants to use oil containing only 24 to 27% polar material. Even in the study, that the thermally abused oil contained less than that, 15% polar material. And there are virtually no regulations in the U.S., so it's really difficult to evaluate what's out there in terms of cancer and cardiovascular risk. So, you know, you're going to fry some food, and don't do it often. More likely, do it at home, because it's Russian roulette when you do it outside. All right, this item. Do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, works on the mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it is available in ProPax, a complete vitamin mineral formula. But if you want just the NT Factor alone, a new product, Healthy Aging, is the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. You can order NT Factor by going to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. To order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. For NT Factor. I use it. So should you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number.